Okay, so picture this. You're miles from civilization, disaster strikes, you've got your phone, but no cell service.
Oh, that's every outdoor enthusiast's nightmare scenario.
Right, like straight out of a movie. But that's what we're diving into today, this whole satellite messaging thing. You sent over this Kevin the Tech Guy article. He breaks it all down, iPhones, pixels, like it's a lifeline beamed down from space or something.
It really is a game changer. I mean, we've gone from relying on these cell towers to potentially having a direct line to a satellite, all from our phones.
Blows my mind. So how does it actually work? Is it as simple as just hitting send on a text?
Well, not exactly. Both iPhone and Pixel, they've got their own ways of doing it.
Right.
But the one thing they both need, clear view of the sky.
Makes sense. Got to talk to those satellites, right?
Exactly. So let's say you're hiking, right? Completely off the grid, and you got to send a message. With an iPhone 14 or later, they've got it built right into the Messages app. You write your message like normal, and if your phone's like, "Hey, no cell service, no Wi-Fi," it'll actually ask you if you want to use satellite.
Wow, so it just like knows.
Pretty much. No more searching for a signal bar when you're freaking out.
No kidding. And what about location sharing? That's got to be crucial in an emergency.
Totally. And iPhone's got you covered. They've linked it with Find My so you can send your location out. Now, Pixel's got something called Satellite SOS.
Satellite SOS. Sounds serious.
It is. Think of it as your emergency line. If you're hurt, lost, whatever, dial 911 like usual, and your Pixel will walk you through connecting to a satellite.
So iPhone's a little more flexible with who you can message, while Pixel's like emergencies only, people.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. iPhone's pushing that everyday use a bit more.
Interesting. Okay, so let's say I'm out there and I want to message someone, but they don't have an iPhone. Like, can I even DO that on my iPhone 14?
You're asking the right questions. It actually depends on a few settings on your iPhone.
Oh, so it's not like as simple as sending a regular text then.
Yeah, Kevin highlighted this in the article. On iPhone, you've got to make sure Find My is turned on, and you've got those emergency contacts set up in your health app.
Okay, location sharing makes sense, but why does it matter for just like sending a message?
Because with iPhone, at least, anyone in your emergency contacts family group, they can actually send you messages via satellite, even if you're the one who started the whole conversation thing.
Oh, so they're like automatically in the loop, just in case.
Exactly. Though there's a little catch. If they're not on iOS 18 yet, that message, it'll go through as a regular SMS.
Ah, got it. So a few more hoops with iPhone than Pixel's 901 system.
Speaking of, with Pixel, do I even need to mess with any settings beforehand? Or is it really just dial 911 and hope for the best?
Pixel keeps it simple, especially in emergencies. No need to, register contacts or anything like that. Just charge up your phone, find a clear view of the sky, and dial 911. That's it.
Got it. Good to know. The article also mentioned, though, that this whole satellite thing, it isn't available everywhere, right? Like, what are the limitations?
Right, there are some geographical limits for iPhone users. It's just the US and Canada for now. So no, like satellite selfies from, say, the Swiss Alps anytime soon.
Not yet, at least. Though it is interesting, right? Both companies are pushing this tech, but Apple focusing on the US and Canada. Maybe they're after a different kind of user than Pixel. Like Apple's going for the weekend adventure, while Pixel's thinking more global, more emergency focus.
Huh. Makes you wonder how those strategies will play out as this all evolves. So basically, before I book that off-grid adventure, I should double check if my phone will even work.
Always a good idea. And remember, even with the newest iPhone or Pixel, you still need that clear view of the sky. No magic here. You're literally trying to connect to a satellite hundreds of miles up.
Right. No texting from inside a bunker.
Not quite. Trees, mountains, even tall buildings, they can all mess with the signal. Though Kevin did mention something in the article, totally blew my mind. On iPhone, there's a way to demo the satellite connection beforehand.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's actually really smart. Like
Yeah.
a test run before you need it, a demo mode. That's brilliant. I always like read the manual before I try new tech.
Yeah.
So I love that they thought of that.
It's all about making it user-friendly. I mean, imagine needing this thing in a panic and not knowing where to even, you know. Kevin said it basically walks you through a mock satellite connection so you learn the ropes without actually calling for help.
That makes sense, especially since you mentioned speed isn't like instantaneous.
Yeah.
I can see myself getting impatient if I thought I could just, fire off a text like normal.
Oh, for sure. Got to manage those expectations.
Well.
We're talking about signals going to space and back, It's not going to be your usual iMessage speed, but hey, still better than nothing when you're in the middle of nowhere.
Totally. I take a slow text over no text any day. It's pretty incredible, really.
It is, and we're still in the early stages. It makes you wonder what's next. What do you think is down the line for this tech?
Ooh, good question. I mean, imagine a world without dead zones. Like, off the grid doesn't actually mean off the grid anymore. Faster speeds, wider coverage. Maybe we'll be video calling from Everest someday.
Right. Who knows how this will change things? It's not just about emergencies anymore. It's about, like, changing how we connect with everything.
Mind-blowing. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive, from emergency lifelines to who knows, maybe someday soon just sending a regular text from the top of a mountain. Satellite tech is changing the game. Big thanks to Kevin the Tech Guy for the awesome article, and to you listeners, whether you're an adventurer, a techie, or just someone who likes staying connected, might be time to, you know, get on board with this whole satellite revolution. And remember, charge your phone, check your settings, and keep an eye on the sky. Until next time, keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.